Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. What a wonderful time for us to pause in our day and to feel God's love, to replenish our souls, to be reminded that you are worth taking care of. Sometimes we can feel so discouraged with how things kind of appear, and it seems like we're constantly working with leftovers in our lives, especially for those of us who are encouragers and are used to taking care of others. We can end up last on our to-do list. And so last week on podcast number 39, we talked about encouragement and how important it is that we are able to experience that peace and that joy of encouragement, because I'm hoping that that story I shared about the survivor tree, oh my goodness, that just was so powerful to me.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And today we're going to talk about what we do with our leftovers, because all of us are kind of trying to figure it out. How do I rebuild? We're all redefining, what is my life now going to be like post-pandemic? And by the way, this post-pandemic feel is still quasi, isn't it? It's kind of like, well, 1 week or one day we think, oh, things are going to look this way. And then something else happens and things are still not settled. So how do we move forward when things don't feel settled? Part of the encouragement today is seeing how God views leftovers in our lives. So I'm so glad you're here. I am Bonnie Gray. I'm the author of Sweet Like Jasmine, Whispers of Rest, and Finding Spiritual White Space. I want to invite you to sign up for my newsletter at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. I send a weekly devotional with this newsletter, along with links to the soul care tips that are based on science, inspired by God's word, so that you can read more on those articles and kind of have that as a extra, you know, support for you to do things that help you take better care of yourself. Because I know that for myself, oftentimes I feel guilty for thinking that, you know, I need to take time away from something else in order to do something that brings me peace and joy. But on this journey to breathe and stress less, God is showing me through his word that God delights in what brings you delight. And in fact, he knows life is hard and it's just so imperfect. So we need these pockets of peace and rest and joy. So now it's like the other way around. It's like, okay, when we take time to take better care of ourselves, actually, we are doing kingdom work. Jesus, in his most passionate time he spent telling people about God's kingdom, which is called Sermon on the Mount, you know, every king has a territory that he oversees. And our king, our Lord Jesus, our beloved king, his territory that he reigns is our hearts, your heart, my heart. And so it's his number one mission. His continual mission is to love you more. His continual mission is to draw you to him so that you can take better care of yourself, whether it's your spirit, your emotion, your body, your social well-being, all these different areas of our lives, God is constantly shepherding. He is the loving shepherd of your heart. So what is it that this whole topic of leftovers came into my mind? Well, I am Chinese American, and one of my comfort foods is fried rice. What's your comfort food? Do you like fried rice? I love fried rice. I've had it since I was a little girl. And if you've ever had fried rice, you'll notice it has all this like wonderful explosion of flavors, because there's like vegetables, there's corn, there's green beans, and there's carrots, and they're all like mini diced in with chicken or beef or shrimp, you know, depending what you order. Okay, I'm making you hungry now. Are you going to order to go? Yes, I love Chinese fried rice. Well, it's very versatile because you just whip it up in a skillet, pan, or wok, whatever, and you can saute each ingredient separately, and then you combine it at the end. Okay, so one great thing about fried rice is this. Now, I'm not saying that's what people do in the restaurants, but day-old rice, okay, because you make a big pot of rice, and there's always leftovers. So we take the leftovers, we take some frozen vegetables, at least the recipe I use that I grew up with, and we dice up some sausage. I love using Adele's chicken apple sausage. It's just so good. So we dice all that up. I saute it, and then I combine it with the rice and put some soy sauce and sugar, and it's just so good. Nothing is wasted in making fried rice. Stuff usually considered second-class citizens in your fridge, guess what? You just throw them in there. You throw it all together in there, and it makes a symphony for your taste buds to sing. So at a time when, you know, it's fall, and I see a lot of people might be making plans, maybe you're wondering, God, you know, what's your plan for my life? And gosh, there's all these different leftovers and odds and ends, and we may be easily discouraged, but God says, I like to take everything that is in your life, I weave them all together. And maybe this metaphor might speak better to you than fried rice, but, you know, it's like making a tapestry, like a quilt, where all the different weavings come together. And it's a beautiful, beautiful tapestry that's hung on the wall. I know in the medieval time period, a lot of stories are being told through tapestries that are hung. And so God is taking everything in your life, and he can weave them together. And I just wanted to share with you that there are no leftovers that God does not see beauty in. And he puts them together, and he makes a story of his love, of caring for you. And it reminds me of the little boy with the two fish and five loaves of bread. He handed this lunch over to Jesus. There were 5,000 hungry people at the time, and Jesus took this two fish and five loaves. There's very little. I mean, there's just no way, right? It could seem like it could feed everybody. And yet God said, thank you. I imagine this little boy. I have two boys myself, so I love imagining a little boy coming over to Jesus. And I'm wondering, you know, it doesn't say in the scripture, but oh, did his mom encourage him to take it to Jesus? Or maybe he came up with it himself. He ran over to Jesus and just said, hey, look, you can use this. If you have a little boy or girl, you know, they're just full of optimism. They're just full of, you know, hope, and anything can work out, right? And so Jesus, our loving Savior, loves that. He takes what we offer. And, you know, scripture says that there were leftovers on that day after everybody was fed. So as you're looking at all the different pieces in your life and you're thinking, God, help me to rebuild. What is it you want me to rebuild? Part of that rebuilding is going to come through what you might think are leftovers. What you might think are leftovers, God will take them. You know, this podcast itself was inspired during a time where I was going through, like I had mentioned, my own journey through healing and anxiety, even through times of depression. And it was through childhood trauma, things that I never expected would come back for me to heal, because I already grew up, I was in a loving marriage, had two beautiful kids, and I'd been single working for, you know, over a decade. So I was so grateful and thankful. And yet it was during that season of my life, I started experiencing anxiety. And so God was trying to show me a lot of the things that I kind of swept under the rug of my heart. God was showing me these are important. These moments you think are leftovers and useless, they're important because they're going to form the new thing I'm going to do in your life. And so this podcast came out of that season because I was sharing with my readers on my blog and through my books how God was speaking beautiful words of peace and joy to my heart. So you don't know what it is that God will be using in your life. And in fact, it changed my parenting because I began to parent with more of God's peace and joy. Not to say I'm perfect and I didn't have my tough moments as all parents do, but once I went through the journey of taking better care of myself, I realized my children's emotional health was very important and that taking time to create new experiences with them is very important. And that's kind of what developed a really good relationship with them as I focus on creating memories with them. So God will use the leftovers in our lives because I couldn't do as much during the time of healing. That's how I spent more time with my kids outdoors, in parks, on hikes, because I was feeling so bad. I was so exhausted and tired that the time that I could spend with my kids, because they were so little, I spent it outside. And so it developed a whole new culture and adventure for our family that I would have never done if I was still in my old kind of pushing through striving self. So it completely changed our family's culture. What is it for you? You feel that God is remaking and rebuilding as you may be looking at leftovers in your life. Well, I want you to know that God uses everything. So give God your broken pieces. Jesus isn't looking for perfect people, but he is showing us he can make something beautiful out of our lives every year, every season. And so we just place it in God's hands, just like that little boy with the, you know, fish and bread might not seem like it can fulfill anything, but in God's hands, he will be able to do something beautiful. Well, I want to share with you the scripture for today, God's promise. It's a really beautiful scripture, and it's so easy to just share this encouragement with you because I think by just reading this passage to you, your heart is going to breathe in that encouragement. Romans 8:35 says that nothing can keep us from the love of God. Nothing can keep us from the love of God. Who is there to condemn us? For Christ Jesus, who died, and more than that, was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and he is interceding for us. God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, is praying for you. Jesus is praying for you. Wow, what do you think of that image of Jesus praying for you? Now, I was just moved to think of how Jesus had prayed for Peter. You know, in the scripture, Jesus had said that he is praying for Peter. He knew that Peter would betray him. And this is in Luke chapter 22, verse 31. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded this of you that he might sift you like wheat, but I prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. So, you know, even though God knew that Peter wasn't going to be able to stand under that really strong temptation and he's going to give into his fear, Jesus prayed for him and said that, you know what? I see you through this journey, that you're going to be strengthening your brothers through this moment of what you felt might be, you know, failure or falling apart. Jesus doesn't see it that way. Jesus sees that he will keep praying for our faith, no matter how many times we fall down, how many times we feel just exhausted, exasperated, discouraged. And Jesus says, I understand. He's praying for us. The thing that's going to lift us back up, and he's going to use it. He's going to use whatever is bringing us through difficulty to then use it to bring hope and encouragement to us, first of all, and then to those around us. So what is it that God wants to pray for you? That would be a very beautiful prayer prompt. And for those of you who journal, this is what I do. I just imagine, what would Jesus be praying for me now? I want to ask you this, even as you're listening, If you could hear Jesus's prayer for you now, what would Jesus be praying for you? What would he be seeing and knowing that you need? I want you to just open your heart and open your hands and just receive the comfort, receive the peace, the joy, the hope. I don't know what it is that Jesus sees that you need, but I do know that he is praying with you and for you so you can receive. Well, those of you who love science, I wanted to share this with you. I love this. It was so surprising to me that there is a study about fried rice. In fact, rice is wonderful. Science shows that eating rice, and specifically, even if you're eating brown rice, especially, it helps maintain bone health. 2/3 of the magnesium in our bodies is stored in our bones. And so rice that's rich in magnesium and calcium will help support bone health. Now, this one was interesting. Brown rice has important nutrients like glutamine, glycerin, and GABA. That's 3G words. They are neurotransmitters. That's just the way our brains communicate. That helps messages that are related to depression, anxiety, and stress. It just helps inhibit those messages, kind of keep them like it says inhibit means help them to fade or not be as strong. So as a result, they help promote a sense of well-being and happiness. Well, I can't argue with that. Every time I eat fried rice, I feel comforted and my well-being and happiness is lifted. So, hey, get a new recipe, something that goes good with rice. And if you feel this podcast encourages you, I invite you to join me on Patreon, patreon.com/BonnieGray. And when you become a member of this community, then and support me, I will share with you my fried rice recipe as a thank you. I'm going to be sharing that with my community. It's a video I did while I was cooking fried rice, so you'll be able to learn how to cook fried rice, like step by step. And I'll be in my kitchen and invite you into my kitchen. You'll be able to enjoy cooking fried rice. Thank you for those of you who are supporting me. It's just wonderful to know that this community is being supported by sisters and believers that we're of, you know, kindred spirits. So thank you so much. Let me pray for you. We cannot leave this time together without prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for all the believers that we're all following you. We all need you to lift us up, take our leftovers, and show us what is the purpose and the beauty that you see that we cannot see. And yes, strengthen our faith so that we can keep doing the next thing that you place on our path. I just thank you, God, that even though we don't see how it is you're going to make something beautiful or purposeful, we don't have to, because your plan for us is unconditionally supported by your love. Your grace is unconditional. Your love is unconditional. So even when we have disbelief, your word tells us, even as we are faithless, you are faithful. Thank you, God, that we have that strength to fall back on, and that is your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. We're going to be heading into next week, but this week, take some time, make some fried rice, make some, you know, your favorite dish that goes with rice. Tomorrow's the National Day of Fried Rice. And that was super fun for me to learn. But join me over on my newsletter, sign up so you can get my weekly devotional at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. Join me on Patreon to support me. Buy me a cup of virtual coffee at patreon.com/BonnieGray. The link is going to be in the show notes. And remember that you are loved. You are worth it. Just rest.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Attention shoppers, we now have taste in the bread aisle. Dave's Killer Bread. That's right, an organic bread that's no longer a sedative for your taste buds. Dave's Killer Bread is on a mission to make the most of the loaf, to rid the world of GMOs, high fructose corn syrup, and artificial ingredients, and plant the seeds of good in all that they bake. Killer taste, killer texture, and always organic. Dave's Killer Bread. Bread amplified.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.